Hi everyone, this is Rukaya, and this one is a hug from me to you. Don't we all have these moments or days in which we just want to be comforted and taken care of? The internet can be the opposite of a source of comfort, but I want to provide you with some ease of mind today. But also, this is not just going to be some words of assurance. I will give you some tips on how to be a source of comfort for yourself, and I will avert your attention to the tools available that you can utilize to be your very own solace and your own kindest friend. I'm doing this because that's what we do here. There's always something to do about your day, and there's always a call to action to get us going. I wish it was just an affirmations type thing, but it's a blend of both, so that you have ideas about how to be your own source of goodness, which is great, you know. I'm gonna start with the first tool that I think is the most effective and most mentally powerful. When you have a problem or feel bad, think of the issue as someone else you care about is sharing it with you and telling you that they have this problem. What would be your response to them? How would you help them find a solution? Or how would you comfort them and reassure them that there's a solution to this problem, or that this idea that is consuming them is not handled in the right light or seen and treated by them in the right light? You'll find yourself finding so many calming and comforting remarks that you would tell them. What you need to do is take your comments to them and voice them to yourself. It's a lot easier to see the issues you have when you're slightly detached from them. So take a look at your worries and zoom out to view them in a way that helps you to rationalize them holistically. And think about how you would advise someone else going through these problems of yours. You'll have a profound solution or genuine comfort when you're directing them to someone else. The thing is to essentially create the habit of becoming your own friend and confiding more in your positive self and reaffirming self and encouraging self. When someone you care about goes through a hard time, you find yourself telling them, "I care about you and I'm here for you." Tell yourself, "I'm here for you." And actually, you would be in a very literal sense saying the truth, because you're stuck with yourself. But say, "I'm here for myself," with your compassionate, empathetic, and earnest self, who is so caring and gentle and sweet. You're stuck with yourself, so make that relationship with you be a soft one, not a harsh and self-critical one. Because honestly, otherwise, it'll be a self-destructive relationship, and it won't get you anywhere. What's the point of being so mean to yourself? Be nice to you. Actually, be more than nice. Be like over the top with it. Because you're the person who have access to you every day, and you see and talk to yourself every day. So you don't want any beef or any bad vibes and emotions coming through. Another thing you can do is, when you're feeling low, you can listen to music that you find calming and relaxing. You can actually create a playlist with all the feel-good music you love listening to. It sounds very simple, but sometimes actually you might not have all the music that makes you feel all fuzzy and happy compiled in one playlist that is all accessible in one place. It's very simple, but it makes a big difference, trust me. Now that you have your playlist, grab your headphones and sit in the sunlight for a few minutes, or you could also go on like a 15-minute walk. That will do wonders. Enjoy the music and that you're moving to it. Remind yourself that it's gonna be alright. Cheesy, but true. It will be alright. Remember all the greatest hardships you've been through, and how they eventually passed and you lived to see a new day. Maybe you might think that this time you are facing something that is so hard and it's unlike any other bad times you went through before. But it doesn't mean that it won't be resolved just like these older, smaller hardships have. The fact is, as we go through life, we unlock new levels of the game, and we unlock new features, and we face new bigger challenges. So it makes sense that it seems to be the hardest chapter yet. However, it will be resolved. It'll either be resolved by you doing something major about it and having a good solution for it, or it will be resolved because the climax of the dire situation had to fall down without it being actively solved by you. But it gets resolved on its own with the passage of time. Do you get what I'm trying to get at? Everything loses momentum and all matter loses energy after it's been sat there for a while. I'm not saying not to resolve your problems, but if you don't have a way to solve it yourself, it'll surely resolve itself on its own. It might leave you with an ugly aftermath, but that's another problem which could be resolved in other ways. I really hope you get that image of the flowchart I'm trying to paint for you. Point is, nothing stays the same. And in change, we can see comfort. Things are bad? It's not going to be bad forever. And things are actually good? They're not going to be good forever. It's just the flow of life. And you have to be standing solidly with the ebb and flow. I'm going to be another person telling you online to speak with kindness to yourself. I realize that we can never hear this enough. It's good to be reminded of it daily. Loving ourselves is a challenging art, but once you engage in it, your quality of life becomes much better. It's almost like you have rose-colored lenses on. Life becomes more enjoyable. Be careful with how you treat yourself. It's so detrimental and crucial. As you start treating yourself nicely, you will be compassionate with yourself and doing things in your day out of love to yourself. It's an effortless relationship. If it isn't one from the beginning, it'll eventually become so. If you feel lazy or overwhelmed or you feel any kind of negative emotion, there's a simple thing you can do for an instant mood change. Do some stretches. Stretch your body out for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, however long you want. This is a tried instant mood changer. Movement generally has such an impact on us, and simple stretches are easy to do in your room and don't require much mental or physical effort to do. It's a low-commitment, feel-good activity. It also has the benefit of drawing your attention back to your body, which is important to help you physically relax and loosen up your tense muscles. And stretching for a few minutes daily improves health and wellness and enhances your posture as well as your mood. Take as many moments as you need in your day to unwind and relax. You deserve to have this feeling. Make your peace sacred to you and cherish the moments of solitude you get for yourself. And with this, I wish you the most peaceful day. Thank you for your presence and for tuning in. I will talk to you again very soon in a new episode of Seize the Day. Bye-bye.